going back can lead us forward, a thought that may just make you want to jump back into your just concluded weekend. But it's why we rely on our friends at the Retro Report documentary team to remind us each Monday of something in the news that once rocked the world. How, for instance, back in 1992, 79-year-old Stella Liebeck of Albuquerque, New Mexico, ordered a cup of coffee, a really hot cup, from McDonald's.
All I remember is trying to get out of the car. I screamed, not realizing I was burned that bad. I knew I was in terrible pain.
Liebeck's daughter, Judy Allen, soon understood why.
She was burned over 16% of her body. 6% of the burns were third degree. She was in the hospital for a week. We couldn't believe that this could happen over spilling the coffee. So we wrote a letter to McDonald's asking them to check the temperature of the coffee and to give recompense for the medical bills. And the response from McDonald's was an offer of $800.
So Stella Liebeck sued McDonald's for negligence in giving her what she asked for, a hot cup of coffee. That lawsuit changed America's debate about corporate and personal responsibility, a debate still going on today. Bonnie Bertram, Retro Report producer, joins me right now. Bonnie, welcome.
Thanks, John. Nice to see you.
Remind us of just how this lawsuit really just sort of mixed up the debate about what's responsibility, what's a legitimate lawsuit, what's a illegitimate lawsuit.
Well, I think people understood the Stella Liebeck lawsuit in a way that wasn't quite accurate. They didn't hear what the jurors heard in the jury room, and they didn't know that McDonald's had had a history of more than 700 people claiming they'd been burned over almost a 10-year period before the lawsuit came to the jurors. You know, it became – I remember hearing about it, and you'd hear, what, a grandmother got sued at McDonald's, and it didn't make sense.
And the case made perfect sense to Ken Wagner, who is Stella Liebeck's attorney, and he took the case for very good reasons.
We bought a product. It was used as intended. It was unreasonably hot and therefore unreasonably dangerous. And those were the essential facts.
And how did the jury respond to those essential facts in the courtroom?
Well, I think the jurors went into it with a feeling like, why are we wasting our time over this? I mean, come on, coffee's supposed to be hot, and yeah, you get burned once in a while. And I think what really turned the tide for Stella Liebeck and her attorneys was that documents were produced that showed that McDonald's had this long history of burns that they hadn't quite properly addressed by turning down the temperature. And also there were very graphic photos of the burns that she suffered, and those burns alone had a profound impact on the jurors.
The odd thing here is that this is exactly how a personal injury case is supposed to go, that somehow there's a systematic pattern of really ignoring something that's much more serious, and the law comes in and says, hey, you need to pay more attention to this because here's the evidence of people who got hurt. Instead, what happened, it became a kind of cultural flashpoint that produced stuff like this.
Plasma getting bigger, Jesus getting smaller, spill a cup of coffee, make $1 million. Customs got a thug with an aerosol can. If the shoe don't fit, it's gonna hit the shan.
That's Toby Keith there sort of relying on the sort of cultural backlash. That
almost 20 years later, I mean, the family just cannot get away from this. I mean, Judy, the daughter, made a joke that she should pass out business cards that say the real truth of what happened to my mother.
She won the lawsuit, yet she was made the villain.
That's true. I think that people came to see McDonald's as the victim here. And, you know, it's important to remember that Stella Liebeck didn't go into this asking for $1 million. She wanted to get her medical bills covered. And it was the jury that made that amount so large. And it was because McDonald's, they looked at a day of coffee sales and McDonald's made $1.35 million. So they said, let's take 2 days. Some jurors apparently wanted to say, let's take more days. But the outcome was they said, let's take 2 days worth of coffee sales and let's make that the amount of the punitive damages.
Bonnie Bertram, Retro Report producer, reminding us of the 1992 lawsuit of Stella Liebeck of Albuquerque, New Mexico, who sued McDonald's because her coffee was too hot, burned her, and she won that lawsuit. Bonnie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.